Welcome to this message from Shofar Christian Church. May you experience God's grace as you listen to this word being preached.
So some of you know, maybe you've seen this GROW thing up here and you wonder, what does the GROW stand for? Why? What does it mean? I just want to encourage us to, God has called us to reach people in this time. Amen. God has called us to be His church in the end times. Amen. Isn't it amazing to be living at a time like this? And I don't know about you, but God has got a desire for our church, something very specific. Would you agree? God has got a desire for us to fulfill a purpose here in Bloemfontein. And the devil can do what he likes. He's not going to get us down. He's not going to keep us from fulfilling our purpose in Bloem. So I actually want to ask you to just quickly discuss in groups of two. What do you want? And Martin asked it in our prayer training. For those of you guys who are at the very first session in our prayer training in March, I think it was beginning of March, end of February this year. Can you believe it was so far back? But he asked us, what do you want for Shofar Bloemfontein? And what do you think God wants for our church? And I remember we discussed quite a few things. He wrote them down and it was a long list of stuff that we want in our church. So I want us to just quickly discuss again, what do you feel God, what do you want? It can be a selfish desire, that's also fine. I believe a lot of it will be what God wants, but what do you want for our church? Then discuss it with someone quickly for two minutes. Let's make it very quickly. Just one other person, preferably turn to someone that you maybe haven't met before. I'm sure you guys have discussed some awesome stuff and you've got awesome ideas as well, so keep bringing them. But I believe God wants amazing stuff for our church, amen? But God does not want us to conform to doing what everyone else is doing. God wants us to be who we are and He wants us to follow Him and just be obedient to Him. But I believe God wants us to do four things, but I believe God wants four things from our church. And we have, as leaders, have been discussing it over the last while. We've come up with the word GROW. So number one, God wants us to gather. The G stands for gather, okay? So it's a bit small on the screen there, but it's gather to Christ. Matthew 18 verse 20 says, come to me all you are... Sorry, it's not that scripture. It's actually, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. But Jesus does also say, come, all who are weary and heavy laden. I was thinking of that one, but come. But that scripture says, for where two or three are gathered in His name, there He is in the midst. So I believe God doesn't want us to gather, amen. The gathering doesn't only happen on a Sunday, but it would be good to gather on a Sunday. Because then at least we can all gather together. So God doesn't want us to neglect the fellowship of the saints, like Hebrews 10 says, verse 24. Don't neglect coming together. So, and we're not gathering primarily to ourselves on a Sunday. We're gathering to Christ. So I believe God wants to manifest Himself in our midst, just like He's done right now. And He's doing it every Sunday. Sometimes we're just not maybe expectant or we're ready, but I think the new venue, a change of scenery, has just made us more expectant for God to do something new. And I believe He's not going to stop today. So I believe He wants to really move by His Spirit in our church. He wants to give us revelations. He wants to give us something fresh. He wants to not have the same old every Sunday. So I'm really trusting, and I believe God wants our Sunday services. Well, we're not going to call them Sunday services anymore, by the way. So I've already made a mistake. We're calling them celebration gatherings, okay? It's actually a celebration. In fact, Shofar has always called these Sunday meetings, Sunday service, I mean Sunday celebrations. It's always been, when I got into Shofar, it was always called a celebration. But I just believe we must add the gathering to it, because it's not only a celebration of one or two people, it's a celebration of the gathering of the saints. So I believe God does want us to gather, because I believe you can expect something to happen here on a Sunday. Who's expectant for that? In fact, wherever we gather, you can expect something, but specifically on a weekly meeting where we have Sunday celebration gatherings, God wants to meet with us as a church. So I want to encourage you to come yourself, but don't only bring yourself, bring others, because someone's life is going to get touched. Amen. So I believe, my desire, and I believe God's desire is also that people get saved right here at the altar, or in their chairs, or wherever. We can make altar calls. We don't always have to make altar calls. God can touch people in their chairs. Okay? But sometimes it is nice to know who did get saved, because then we can help them to walk the next step. That's why we make altar calls. We don't make altar calls to look how many people we've gotten saved. We just want to know who got saved so we can tell them, hey, the next step is there's water. Be baptized. Amen. And there's a Holy Spirit that you need to invite to be filled with. And there's a long road to walk with Jesus. It's not just making a prayer, praying a prayer. Who knows, you pray a sinner's prayer and you can fall off the road the next day. You can fall off the rails. You can carry on with your old life the next day. Unless you have someone walking with you. Church is awesome, because church, we're walking together. So I believe on a Sunday when we gather, God is going to do awesome stuff. There's going to be people delivered. There's going to be people healed. There's going to be people touched by Jesus in whichever way He wants to touch them. And that's why it's good to gather, because sometimes you need a touch. Sometimes I need a touch from the Lord. Amen. So the gather stands for gather. The G stands for gathering to Christ. So I want to encourage us to not neglect gathering, to come, make it priority, and encourage others to come. We are very isolated in our houses, and we love doing church online, but that's not God's plan, eh? And we'll do the online because we still know people are skeptical, and some people are far. They live on farms, and it's not possible for them to get here every Sunday. So I love the fact that we can do the online stuff. It's awesome. But that's not our primary focus. Our primary focus is gathering here as believers. And this space is going to be too small too soon. Who agrees with me? But it's great for now. It's really a blessing. It's awesome. But if we have to have more services, we'll have more services. Just, because God wants to touch people. So that's the one thing. And then the second thing, the R stands for relating to people. God loves people. So God wants us to really grow in deep relationships. He doesn't just want us to come here, have a touch from the Lord, and sing a few nice songs and feel good and be motivated and inspired, and then go again. He wants us to also relate to one another in smaller groups. And that's why we have our connect groups on a Wednesday, whenever we get together. So I want to encourage us to relate to one another. And you don't have to be part of a connect group, but I want to encourage you to relate to people in this church. Get to know at least one or two people in a deeper way. Walk a journey with someone. Amen. It's very difficult to grow if you just come to church every Sunday. You're only going to get a little bit of teaching, little bit of discipleship. You're not going to get a great amount of discipleship just on a Sunday. It's awesome, and it's God will touch you. But my life was definitely not impacted by just coming to church on a Sunday. I walked with many people discipled me. I don't have one. I can say shofar discipled me. It wasn't one pastor or one leader. It was a lot of people. And then I got married, and my wife disciples me as well. It's amazing. Helps me with my weaknesses, And I'll do the same to her. So it's good to get married. And you might meet your wife or your husband in this church. Never know. But that's not primarily why you should come to church. But maybe it is a good reason. So relate to people. And our connect groups are awesome. And we really want to encourage you to try as far as possible to join one of our connect groups. And if you can't, at least connect with people on a Sunday and say, I want to meet with you for coffee in the week. I just want to walk a road with at least one or two people. So that's the relating to people, because God wants us in relationship with one another. Not just fake relationships, real deep, where we can say, yo, here's my stuff. I'm messed up. Pray for me. I'm struggling. Pray for me. So I believe God wants us to relate to people, the R of grow. Amen. And then the O is so important. Who knows what the O stands for? There it is. Oh, just let me read John 13, verse 35 to you. Anyone know that scripture about the people? By this you will know that you love me, by your love for one another. And you know that some people will only know the love of God when they see us loving each other.
Yeah.
Not as you love yourself, but as God loves you. Love someone not as God loves, or not as you love yourself. The Old Testament said, love someone as you love yourself. The New Testament says, a new commandment I give to you. Love one another as I have loved you. And it takes another person to show you that you don't always have love for one another. We are sinful, we are selfish. And people in your life who are following Jesus and also passionate for Him will help you to love one another as God loves us. Amen. And by this, the world will know that you are my disciples, by the love. So let's relate to people. Let's have love in our church. And love is not just a feeling and not just something we say. Because we talk, I know our church talks a lot about love, and I know we have love in our church. But love is not just talk, and love is action. Let's really be there for one another. And I love what our moms do. When a mom gets a baby in this church, they get food, okay? If a new mother gives birth and they're struggling, then a roster gets sent out and people make food for the baby, the mom with the new baby. It's amazing. But let's love one another like that. Let's make one another food. Let's bless one another. Let's just do practical acts of service for one another, not only say we love one another. Okay, then the obeying the Spirit. Romans 8 verse 14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God." As many as are led by the Spirit of God, it's obeying the Spirit, being led by the Spirit of God. So I want to encourage you in this church, the way we help people do that is through our prayer gatherings, our prayer meetings, which happen at the moment online, but we are going to do more gatherings now on Wednesday evenings, once a month maybe, or whenever the Spirit leads us to come together on a Wednesday and say, let's hear what the Spirit is saying, like He's doing now in church. We can do it in our Sunday celebration gatherings as well. But we also want to do it more than, someone's got an awesome voice.
Come on.
I actually tell Nathan when he shouts, our boy Nathan is like, he's born with a trumpet in his throat. Because when it's like a shofar, inborn shofar there. So, because when he speaks loudly, it's so loud. Timothy's the same. But I really want to encourage us to obey the Spirit in every way we do it. And one way how we practice that is by praying. And often it helps to pray in a group. It helps to hear what other people experiencing God saying. So I want to encourage you in your connect groups, in your personal lives with your friends, pray and say, let's just spend time hearing what the Spirit says. And then let's do it in our own personal times. Let's spend time with the Lord, not just to read the Word or to feel good, but to really say, God, what are you saying to me? Let's cultivate the discipline of obeying the Spirit. Amen. And then the last one. Acts 1 verse 8 says, "You shall receive power from the Spirit, and you will be my witnesses to Jerusalem, to Judea, Samaria, to all the ends of the earth." You will receive power. So we want you to be obeying, we want to obey the Spirit and then go out and be a witness. Who wants to be a witness for Jesus? The best way you'll grow is actually by being a witness. I want to say this grow process is not complete until the W comes into play. You can gather as much as you like, you can relate to people in the church as much as you like, you can obey the Spirit as much as you like, but unless you go out and witness, you don't grow as much, believe me. That's why our missions is important, but we don't want people to go on missions once a year, once a month. We want people to go on missions every day. We are on a mission every day. And there's an opportunity to witness every single day. Who agrees with me? Is an opportunity to witness every single day. So what we're going to do, this is exciting news. This is the announcement. So where's the drum roll? Where's the drum roll there? Okay, cool. So I've shared it with the leaders already, so you might have heard this, but from Wednesday night, now this coming Wednesday, we're going to get together, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Not everyone, okay? If everyone comes, it's awesome. But there's 4 opportunities this month. So this Wednesday, next Wednesday, the following Wednesday, the following Wednesday. You can choose whichever Wednesday you want to be able to. What we're going to do is we're going to do sharing training. How to share your testimony. Okay. Not how to Bible bash someone. So please get this. When you hear the word evangelism, you might think, oh, I'm scared. You know, like I'm not an evangelist. This is not how to bash someone over the head and tell them you better turn or burn or else you're going to hell. You know. Yeah, I cry. Actually very funny once I heard a story about but this is really bad, a t-shirt that said, no wait, I'm actually not going to tell the story, this is bad. But it was the name of a spark plug, okay, you know the NGK spark plugs, and then it said like the NGK and then have you lost your spark, okay, but yeah, it's pointed at certain people, but I'm not going to mention it now, but anyway, you can think of it on your own, but it's really bad, okay? We're not going to go, have you lost your spark to people and all of that stuff, okay? We are just going to be witnesses for Jesus, amen. So how you can witness is sharing your testimony. No one can deny your testimony. But many of us struggle to share our testimonies because we haven't practiced it, we don't know what it entails, we haven't packaged it enough. So we're going to help you package your testimony that you can have it ready to share with whoever in 3 or 5 minutes. Sometimes you don't even have 3 minutes, you've got 1 minute. So you better know your testimony. You better know where have you been saved from, how did you get saved, and what happened since you got saved. So we're going to talk about all that stuff. We're going to share how to lead someone to Jesus. And I see Abongile is doing it already over the phone? That's amazing. That's actually difficult to do that. But we want to teach you how to lead someone to the Lord right there and then, whether it's on the phone, over Zoom, or in person. What must someone do to really give their lives to Jesus? Because they need to understand a few things. It's not just a quick prayer. They need to have a few things that they understand. So we're going to help you to witness by sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and leading someone to the Lord. And then the gospel itself, what is it? What are the basics of the gospel that you can be equipped in that? So who's excited for that? And then the last one is to actually have to flow in the Holy Spirit, because sometimes we can try and convince people intellectually, we can tell them the gospel, share our testimonies, but one of the most powerful ways to get someone closer to Christ is by getting a word of knowledge for someone, by giving a prophecy for someone. And like, where do you find that out from? No, I know Jesus. And they're going to want to know this Jesus who's supernatural. Because people are looking for the supernatural. I mean, people are looking for amazing stuff in this time. And I believe we're living in an age of signs and wonders. But it must be the true signs and wonders, not from the devil. The devil can also do signs and wonders. But when we walk in love, amen, the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians 14 says, has been given to us as the body to edify, equip, and comfort believers, and to be a witness to the world out there. So let's really trust the Lord for the flowing of the Spirit, the moving of the Spirit, that people can see, oh, Jesus is real. Jesus knows about me. So we're going to do that as well, a little bit of equipping in that. And then I'm trusting that you'll grow in all of that. Okay, so guys, please let me know who's going to come on Wednesday. Let your small group facilitator know if you're going to come, or how many people are going to come. That we'd really like a minimum of 10 people every evening. If there's less than 10, we say let's rather do it the following week, but I know this week there'll be enough. But let's trust that in this month of October, everyone goes through the training, the sharing and evangelism and witnessing training, and then we can really go out and trust God for have awesome opportunities, and then we can grow as a church. Amen. So I trust that you're excited about that, and that God would. And remember, guys, the growth thing is not just for our church to grow. It's for us to grow and for people to grow in Christ. We believe God has called us as a church to disciple people, to reach nations and generations through discipleship, raising up leaders and planting churches. We want to also send out people, not just as witnesses, but send people out to plant churches wherever God wants them to plant, and to help other believers grow in Christ. Amen. So you have got so much to give. Tell someone next to you, you've got so much to give. And the devil lies to us and tells us we've got nothing. We'll always just stay mediocre. And God doesn't want us to be mediocre. That is what God has given us. Let's gather. Let's realize it's really simple. Okay? And it's easy. We can tell other people. This is our calling in life, is to grow up into Christ, to be like Him. I love how we've come up with this thing. It was just the Holy Spirit through various people. But what a blessing to serve God. Amen. So let's get, have you guys got some songs for us to end off with? Then we can have some nice fellowship. So awesome. So let's all stand and just celebrate God's goodness. And remember, it's a celebration this afternoon. So yeah, last few songs, and then I think we'll make it one song, and then we'll just give God a shout of praise in this place.